Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Woo!
Yeah. They're trying to time them up.
That was a quick one.
People are out there trying to time them up.
Quick pitch,
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're ready for that one. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. I wasn't. Thought I had a minute. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday.
Funk it!
Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Just a couple of minutes from right now, just an insane game one of the NBA Finals. Pacers keep on doing the same thing over and over again. And I guess this is what they're going to do. Yeah. I guess they're just going to keep doing this. We'll get back to that. We might talk about the Braves at some point again.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? I mean, we don't even talk about it no more.
We don't have to.
We don't have to mention another damn thing about that baseball team.
Okay.
What's it right here? College football news and notes.
Yeah, that's true.
We ain't got to talk about anything.
I guess we could do that.
We got to talk about that either. Yeah,
that's true. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll
some good stories.
Play it by ear at 120 because we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Then we'll get to an AMA at 140 as we always do. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
Yeah, but I mean, the last thing I'll say about them Braves is this. When your coach or your manager says two things when he's addressing the team to the media, he says leadership and he says players. Y'all need to get y'all blank together.
Yeah.
Because it's one of them things where if I could cut your ass, I would. If I could sit you down, I would. And he is he's to me, he seems like he's about had it with these dudes. And he tries to – not tries. He defends their ass until there's no more defending them.
Right.
Now he's like, all right, y'all need to get
– Right. That, I mean, that's the thing about Snit is, you know, whatever, however you feel about him, this comment is not related to that. It's the fact that he's been here long enough and talked about enough ups and downs to where you know when it sounds different, right? Like, that sounded different after the game, which, of course, hopefully it would.
Yeah.
Hopefully it would after that horrifying collapse that they had in the ninth inning yesterday. I just wonder, like, from that perspective.
They scored
because, again,
10 runs, Buck!
That's something as far as, like, leadership in the clubhouse that has been talked about by media and fans and you know, folks that are around the Braves for a couple of years now.
Yep.
And I think we've both kind of been like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that is what it is.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't tend to buy that stuff all that much. I think it's more about the roster and the talent and momentum and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. For him to go out yesterday after that game and say, yeah, our leaders need to step up and rally the troops. I mean, that kind of is his job too.
Yes.
Like, he is the leader.
Yes.
Again, I do wonder, like, does someone, we kind of were making fun of this a couple of weeks ago about, like, we haven't had any team meetings yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's beat up a water cooler with a baseball bat or something like that.
But you tweeted yesterday, there needs to be a table flipped over.
Somebody flip a light. But we haven't heard about any of that stuff, right? Like, in the past when they've been going through tough times, you hear about a team meeting or you hear about whatever. Like, it doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. Or maybe that's not the reason it worked. Or maybe it was. I mean, baseball is one of those ones that's so mental that anything that can turn the worm a little bit can be given credit for being the reason why things turn. Right. Whatever. They just have to believe that it is. We just haven't heard any of that stuff.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, where is it? Somebody do something.
Somebody do something.
I don't know what.
I'd love to hear how the plane ride went. They had a 5-hour
You'd have to hope somebody said something, right?
Because, you know, after especially headed out west, they have to go get on a plane.
They rarely
in and out of the locker room.
Very rarely on the plane. More likely team meeting today or something like that in California. Very rarely when you're on a plane after a loss or something like that, does somebody give a speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Not, just or, sort yeah, of.
It's just very rarely.
It just kind of like. Hard to do.
Yeah, get your thought. Let him get your thoughts in front. Because it's when you lose stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I believe me, living in working in California, and we had a tough loss to the Jets. It was real bad. And I'm talking about that was the longest damn flight ever, especially when you make a mistake. And you just sit there and you think about it. And then once we got back, we sat down. We had the player only meeting, the one that actually worked for us, because we did end up winning like 4 of the next 5 games. But yeah, that trip out there is really not a lot being said. It really isn't. It's everybody sitting there with their damn thoughts, like, damn. Now today, yeah, something was said. I believe. I wholeheartedly believe something was said. You had to say something.
Yeah.
You had to.
But that's just, I always come back to the same thing that I've said all year of like.
Hey, we're talking about the Braves.
You started it. You started it. Look, I think given the situation, it deserves some time. I don't know what talking about it is going to change.
Right.
Like, I don't know what a meeting is. It's not like they're not trying hard.
You
know what I mean? The guys are working hard trying to figure it out. And some guys have figured it out. Some guys are playing really well. Some guys just aren't playing very well right now. Michael Harris had 2 hits yesterday. They scored 10 damn runs.
That's
the thing about it is they had a 6-run lead going in the 9th inning and blew that. So the bullpen being terrible, inconsistent, decent at times, but also terrible at times. Bit him in the ass yesterday, but it's like that there's no team meeting about that. They already DFA'd the guy.
Yeah,
like they're getting rid of him.
But this is one of those things when you're in this funk right now, how they are. And yeah, they scored 10 runs. And yeah, Ronald and Drake went back to back and Riley and everybody hit. You still damn lost another series.
Yeah.
We got
you're 11 games out of first place on June 6th.
And a lot of times when they have or when teams have these meetings or whatever, it's all stuff that's already known.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not telling nobody something new.
Or maybe there's something more to it. Like maybe they feel there was some nonsense about guys not hustling or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody needs to yell at somebody.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
In my opinion, that don't work. But, you know, whatever. Because it's real simple, but it's hard. Because baseball is hard. Play better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, again, it's simple to say that. It's something that I'm pretty sure they're well aware that they need to play better.
They probably know that, yeah.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
And when you're in this fuck, what we say, it finds you. And not all the time it's the player. Sometimes it's just a damn team.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I think at a certain point, though, too, with some guys, you can't. Like, I think Russell Iglesias is not capable of playing better right now. I don't think that he's the same person. I think he's a different pitcher. And it's not hard to watch. It's hard to watch because it's hard to watch. But you know what I mean? Like, if you've seen what he was and you see what he is now, it's not the same guy.
No, it's a cliff.
So stop putting him in. You know what I mean?
He blew it.
Stop putting him in.
Blew it was supposed to go in there and get 3 damn outs.
Right.
And he got 1.
Well, he got 3 the first time and then in the 9th. He got all 3 in the 8th. But then, then in the 9th inning, yes. He got 1 out. Yeah. Yes,
with
he did.
A 6
yes, he gave up
run.
5. Yes, he gave up 5 runs. That's right. But like, that's also what Scott Blewett is supposed to be able to do. He's supposed to be able to get 3 outs when you're up 6.
Yes,
you're not asking him to be anything really more than what he is, which is a not very good bullpen pitcher. That's why he was available in May. That's why you were able to sign him in May and bring him in. He's not a guy who you're counting on. Iglesias is the guy you're supposed to be counting on.
Yes, he's
your closer.
But
he's not good. So they have to stop using him.
And I don't want to hear no more about, because they got to a slow start, he was not able to get a lot of save opportunities.
Or that he's warmed up in the bullpen too much. And he hasn't been able to get out there.
In the freaking bullpen.
Nah, he's just not good right now.
Give me a break.
The only thing they can do with him is invent some sort of muscle pull and put him down for 2 weeks and see if he can figure it out.
Let him be. What am I thinking about? Pitcher with the glasses that we love, Jesse. Let him be our new Jesse. All right? Let him be our new damn Jesse.
The problem is Jesse was supposed to be Scott Blewett, or Scott Blewett was supposed to be Jesse, and Russell Iglesias is supposed to be your closer. And he has 8 decisions on June 6th.
That's not good.
He's 3-5 on June 6th and 4 blown saves.
Boo!
Because every time he comes into the game, he gives up runs.
Like, how often do they boo in their bow?
It's not often, man.
Not very often, but you could hear it.
You don't hear Braves. Braves fans are real, and I give credit. Like I think Braves fans are a little bit more patient than most fan bases, which is fine. That's just sort of a characteristic
boo!
Of the fan base. They booed him off the field yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Like no. you got to do something bad for Braves
just,
fans.
Just
to
imagine
boo you off the
being
field.
There and listening to this great show talk about. Score some runs, and you're sitting there, and they're scoring runs. They're scoring runs. Scored 10 freaking runs yesterday. And you let a guy who I always tell you I'm never, ever comfortable with people who weren't here. He comes in. He was cool. No, what I mean is he, you know, Blue ain't part of the family. Mm-hmm. You know, Blue is that damn cousin's uncle's nephew's brother.
Well, but you know what he is, though? And this is a problem with this team this year. He's a cheap available
yes.
option that they have to count on.
Yes.
Because,
and that's a problem.
And that's a bigger picture. We don't need to get into
yes.
that because
there's
just nothing to be gained by complaining about Liberty Media. Like, it is what it is. Stop being a fan of the team.
Yep.
Like, that's your option. Like,
they're
to complain about ownership is to basically say, like, yes, you're right. Like, it would be great if they would have opened up the wallet for Max Fried or Freddie Freeman or any of that stuff. But that's a whole different.
This is not forcing. What happened yesterday and what's going on in this season right now is not forcing their hand to do anything.
No, well, they're not going to go either way.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter. They won
yes.
a World Series three
yes.
years ago, and they let the 3 of the best players from the team are gone now.
Yes.
That you could have kept, that would have loved to have stayed here. Like, winning and losing has nothing to do with it. They have a bottom line that they want to keep because they're trying to make money. Like, fine. Cool.
That,
like,
that building's going to be beautiful.
That's a whole different
that's going to be a beautiful building.
Discussion
parking
than what we're
stuff.
Talking about here.
Yeah.
But it also isn't, though, because you're having to play Nick Allen at shortstop every single day because of that. You're having to play Alex Verdugo or Eli White every single day because of that. Like, you've done well because you have really good people in your front office with the budget signings that you've made and
right.
the pitching staff. But your bullpen right now is not the bullpen of a team that is legitimately trying to compete for a championship.
Agreed.
Your bullpen is a budget bullpen.
Yes.
And that's, you know.
That's how you get your ass whipped.
That's right.
Yep. That's how you blow a 6-run ninth. 10 runs, Andy. Like, I'm like, all right, I saw. And, you know, the worst part about it is that when Rafi got 2 strikes up on the dude, and I could hear the Braves fans rallying behind him, trying to get him over this damn hump. And what does he do?
Yeah, the best that he can, which is not good. Like,
stop throwing that damn slider.
Get him out of there.
Stop throwing
that. You got to get him out of
stop
the game.
Stop throwing that slider, man. You know what? Stop throwing everything. Slider, changeup, fastball, whatever.
So here's the problem is that, you know, it's still first half of the season. You're 11 games out. Like, you're beyond the this guy's coming back, that guy's coming back, whatever. Like, the next step is, do you – and I asked Grant about this last week because it was kind of headed in this direction. Like, do you legitimately consider trading some of these guys that you thought were going to be long-term pieces? And you should. You should. You should think about it.
For what?
For the future.
So you're ready to go for the future already?
I'm close.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can't get there.
I'm close.
Yeah,
like
I can't get there.
Yeah, like if you can replenish some of the, you know, and have some guys that are going to be really good, like next year and the year after. I understand, like, it's no fun to mortgage it.
Yeah.
But even at their best, these guys weren't beating the Dodgers.
I agree with
so
you.
So what's the point?
I agree with that.
Like,
but I'm
if you can flip a Austin Riley or a Matt Olson or a Michael Harris or something like that, and get some guys that are gonna make it so we're not doing this next year.
But this is the guys.
We thought.
No, but it's not even they thought. This is the guys they paid.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. You got it wrong. And you move them for something that is maybe
forward. How was it wrong? They just put up. I know they're not playing well this year.
Right.
But you're going to tell me because this year we're erasing everything?
Not everything. Not everything. But
that's what you're saying. If you're talking about getting rid of him,
that's. But again, he's not one guy's not everything. Ronald Acuña's not going anywhere.
Right.
Like, you have pillars that are obviously untradeable.
I thought Austin Riley was a pillar.
I thought so too, but maybe you could get some other future pillars back for him. Is all.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, but again, that's where we are now. Like, that's what this is now. Like, we can keep saying they're better than their record. All right.
Yeah.
Prove it.
And that's what like, I have to do. I'm not ready to go there, though.
Okay. And again, maybe it's not yet, but when is it? Like, because this is 18 months of this, right? Like, this isn't new.
No, it's not. But still, I mean, I understand where you're coming from.
We'll just ride it out.
But
then.
I'm just not, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not ready to go.
All right. We didn't talk any NBA, so we'll do that on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.